This is the Tri-Star State, a podcast about Tennessee politics from Nashville Public Radio. This is the episode for the week of February the 11th. I'm Jason Moon Wilkins. The issue of Confederate monument removal has come back to the state legislature this year in the shape of several bills filed mainly by East Tennessee Republicans. Their new proposals seem to be a direct response to an action taken by Memphis late last year. The city executed what they believed is a legal workaround to existing state law prohibiting monument removal. Here to help us look at what the new bills do and why some in the GOP want the issue to just go away is WPLN State House reporter Chaz Sisk. Hi, Chaz.
Hi, Jason.
So we expected some sort of pushback from lawmakers after Memphis sold the parks that held the statues of Confederate figures Nathan Bedford Forrest and Jefferson Davis, especially after they skirted around state law and removed them so quickly. So what measures have been filed now, and what are they hoping to accomplish?
Well, there's been a number of things filed. There is a measure that would just be a straight ban on transferring historic properties. There is also a proposal that would give the state a share in the title to historic properties. So then the state would have to sign off on any sort of removal or transfer. And finally, there's a bill that would make it a felony for public officials to cast a vote contrary to federal or state law that protects historic properties. But really what all of these would do is they're meant to prevent other cities from copying Memphis and maybe even forcing Memphis to reverse itself on this.
But the state already passed a law, and it makes it extremely difficult for local governments to remove monuments. Would these new bills supplement that law or just change it in some way?
Right. I mean, basically, the purpose is to beef up that law in some way. That law you're referring to is the Tennessee Historic Preservation Act. And what it does is it basically says that the Historical Commission has to sign off on any sort of removal or transfer of an historic property. The state legislature thought they had this argument won when they passed that law. The city of Memphis feels like it's found a loophole.
Well, isn't it also contradictory in some ways? It seems a core conservative belief is less government and being hands-off when it comes to meddling with local decisions.
Right. I mean, there's definitely a belief in local control, but that's only to a degree, as with any politician. What they really have to respond to is what they're hearing from constituents. Last week, I spoke with Senator Ken Yeager. He's the chairman of the Senate State and Local Government Committee, which is going to handle a lot of these bills. And he says that he's hearing from a lot of people statewide about this issue and in his district, even though he's far from Memphis. And the way he describes this is that this is really a debate about cities abiding by the rule of law. The Tennessee legislature laid out some rules for removing statues, and cities and counties can't just go around them.
The state has created those, and they operate at the pleasure of the state. And if the will of the people expresses itself to the legislature, then it's entirely appropriate for the legislature to respond.
So the question, though, is really how far does the legislature go? Would they actually force Memphis to re-erect statues that the city and its leaders don't really seem to want?
Well, when it comes to discussing the statues, the word heritage is often used, but the element of race can't be ignored here. Memphis is a predominantly black city, and these statues were raised during the Jim Crow era. Do the Republicans have concerns about jumping into a fight that can make them seem insensitive?
Yeah, I think that's a very real concern for a lot of Republicans, particularly with all that's been happening with Charlottesville and these debates about memorials all over the country. And that's why you're seeing a little bit of pushback, particularly from the Republican leaders in the state House of Representatives. And, you know, worse than seeming insensitive is the fear that this could really cost them at the polls. I was talking with House Majority Leader Glenn Cassidy about this last week, and here's what he had to say about it.
I guess I'm kind of perplexed about how statues are so important. We as legislators, we're about cutting taxes, cutting the size of government, bringing jobs to Tennessee. That changes people's lives. And when you're focused on a statue, you're not focused on success.
And keep in mind, when a politician says success, he often means re-election. The Republicans in the House have a huge block of seats to defend this year, 74 seats. And he's basically sharing the message with Republican members that this might not be a fight that they want to take on.
Well, thank you, Chaz.
You're welcome.
You can join us every week throughout the legislative session as we talk about all the happenings at the Tennessee State Capitol. We've covered medical marijuana. We've looked at the budget. You can find all those at WPLN.org/TriStar. And be sure and subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your shows.